It's the Olympics, where the best athletes from around the globe assemble. Team USA, Team Canada, Team Chinese Taipei. But what about Team Disney? Time to send Disney's greatest athletes to compete for glory. And we got all this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks. Keep going. Podcast.
Do you remember was it the 80s, the Winter Olympics theme? Do you remember that? I can play.
No, I don't need it. It's okay. I know. Then it goes.
Yeah, that's the one.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks Podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other new fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, going for gold! I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and rhythmic gymnastics medal hopeful from the Churro Fund, it's Miriam Kenley. Hey, Miriam.
I would roll an ankle so bad.
I thought you'd
I love it. Yeah, yeah. I would just be so injured even trying, you know?
Roll an ankle. Be careful. And we're also joined by comedian, Diz nerd, and corrupt judge. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
I'm having a snack.
Okay, what are you having? What are you eating?
Just a little candies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a little, yeah.
Did you bring it
Olympic
to share?
Eater?
I sometimes say I could do that. When I saw that, you know that guy that ate all those hot dogs?
Yeah, of course.
Like, I can do that. He had a great technique where he would like take the hot dog out and then dip the bread in water and then smush all that water bread in his mouth and then chomp the hot dog.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon bird.
Oh, I have a really disgusting food eating contest story if you want to hear it.
Do it.
I do. Absolutely. Yes.
When I worked at summer camp, when I was I think I was 21, one of my good friends, we had a day off and the little mountain town where the camp was, there was a cheesecake eating contest. It was like in July, close to 4th of July. I think that's why this was happening. We just had the day off, so we were in this little festival that was in the mountains, and he enters himself into this cheesecake eating contest. So we're all watching. He ate an obscene amount. We'll call it like a cheesecake and a half in like 3 minutes or whatever they give you, and didn't win. So he promptly turned around and threw up, and it came out of his mouth like a compacted log of cheesecake.
Oh,
nice. So disturbing. Real horror movies. Like, it was so gross. The grossest image of my life, probably.
That is. Are you still friends with this person?
No.
Are they okay?
No, we're not friends. You know, you just lose touch.
He's listening to this podcast right now, quietly crying.
Yeah, weeping.
Thinking of your friendship.
Staring at an empty pie crust.
Bringing up my deepest shame. This cheesecake contest.
So friends, guys, welcome to the show and welcome to the Olympics. Games are happening in Tokyo. Who's watching them? Anybody watching this stuff or what?
I love the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed. I'm so excited. We get this one and then a winter one in February. That's the only silver lining of the pandemic so far, is forcing these Olympics really close to one another. Don't have to wait 2 years. I'm very pumped about that.
That's awesome. And
love them.
Mark, you've been catching any Olympics?
You know, I put it on late at night.
So soothing.
Yeah. And whatever's on. And because it's in Tokyo, so it's live when I'm watching it. And then, you know, I put it on, and whatever's on, you know, I watch a little wrestling. I watched the divers synchronized diving the other night.
That's cool.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, they're great.
There you
I
go.
Watched Taekwondo the other night, and it was, imagine I'm falling asleep, right? This is like 3 in the morning, and I'm just like, I'm like dozing off, and Taekwondo comes on. And I think she was Australian, this Australian Taekwondo competitor. she had the most blood-curdling fight scream. Like, she would start, like, they'd be like, okay, ready, and go. And she would, she had this, and I was, like, startled awake, and I was like, what? And it was so fast, and I'm like, did I dream that? What was that? And she did it all the time. Like, she did it when she was attacking, and then she would back off, and then they'd be like, separate them and start round two, and she'd do it again. And it was like, it sounded like, I'm going to be very specific, it sounded like a pelican had broken its leg.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the sound that was coming out of this woman.
Sounds so painful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and she had these wild eyes, like, and she lost too, which was like, you have a battle cry like that and you lost.
Yikes.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, friends, this is exciting because we're going to have some Olympic fun today. And we're going to talk about our Disney Olympic squad. It's going to be super fun. But before we do, we got a couple things we want to do. First of all, guess what? Another happy birthday. We've been doing a lot of happy birthdays lately. But I thought we should give a shout out to one of our biggest fans. Do you know it's Cole Roland's birthday?
Yeah. What? Happy
Yay.
Birthday.
Yeah. So here we go. Yeah, Cole. Come on, Miriam, sing it up. I'll take over. I got it. Happy birthday. Mark, jump in. Dear Cole, we appreciate you. Happy birthday to Cole. Yeah, Cole, it's your birthday, my brother. We're so happy that you're listening, and we hope you had a special day. Your birthday's around in about the same time as Mark Andrada's. You guys should be birthday bros.
We are.
You can go to Chuck E. Cheese together. Animatronics?
No, they got to fix the lighting in there, and then we'll talk.
Well, you should have reached out to corporate, man. What are you waiting on?
You know I reach out to these people, and they don't answer me. You know that this happens.
You're such a likable guy. Who wouldn't reach back? Who wouldn't be like, oh, hey, man.
I offered to fix this haunted ride at a nearby theme park, and they have not
called you?
Me.
No, that's the worst. You said you'd do it for free, too, if I recall.
So, I said I would do it for, like, a lifetime past the park. Yeah. No, like, just let me ride it. Let me ride it all I like forever.
Sweet.
That'd be great.
So, Cole, hey, happy birthday, man. We really appreciate you listening to the show. Say hi to your mom for us.
Brunch on Sunday. That's lovely. Nice.
That's super great. So, a shout out for you, Cole. But there was some more news, actually, this week. Did you know that we have passed 10,000 followers? 10,000 friends on the Instagram? It's insane. It's nuts.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome stuff. So, just a shout out to everybody. Well, if you're listening, thank you for listening. And if you happen to follow us on Instagram too, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We'll keep posting weird stuff and saying dumb things on there. Maybe you'll keep checking us out. We appreciate it. But yeah, isn't that crazy? 10K? Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You get the magic swipe up now. That's a thing, right?
Yeah. Swipe up to listen.
Swipe up to listen.
You get to have one of those.
You've been talking about it forever.
There's also, I saw it unlocked a feature for us where we can make a guide to Disneyland or a guide to whatever we want.
Really?
How do we do that? Wow.
We'll look into it.
Okay.
And we'll maybe, like, I bet we can make a guide to snacks next time I'm at Disneyland.
What? Let's do this. Yeah. Yes, we need more guides. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mark, I heard you got a little something kicking around your microphone there. A big box of something? What is that?
Oh, I got, it's my D23 box. I'm a D23 member.
Get
so they
here.
Send you like this, like a gift box every year whenever your membership renews.
Would you be willing to open that up live on the show right now? Or
sure. Is that entertaining radio? Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, we can describe every like,
says 50 magical years of Walt Disney World on the front of it.
It's bright orange. Go. Oh.
Look at your beautiful certificate that says your name.
Yeah. D23 welcomes Mark Andrada to the official Disney fan club. Thank you for the welcome. I have been a member of this fan club for 3 years. But, you know, and they send me a welcome every time. So, you know what? I've got this, it looks like
a cute newspaper.
That says the Walt Disney World News. Welcome to the club, it says. I've been here, but thank
very
you.
Cool.
I have my gold membership card that will get me into events and discounts on things.
Oh, wow.
Cute. They are implementing that into the Magic Key or the Disney Key program now. Yeah.
Oh, D23 is going to be a part of
it? The Gold membership, there's perks linked with the Key program.
Wow, cool. Oh, great.
Honestly, I think this membership is absolutely worth it. It's like $100 for a year, and you get the magazine, and you get this gift box. This gift box is precious.
And you get early access to tickets to D23, which is happening in 2022.
2022, yes.
2022.
And there are all kinds of events. There was an event that I really wanted to go to, but I couldn't make it to LA. And it was, you made me think of this, Miriam, last podcast, where you mentioned the afternoon, cartoons, the Disney yes. afternoon cartoon block. There was a celebration of Disney afternoon cartoons. So you went to their theater, and uh-huh. they were showing episodes of cartoons, and they were giving away glasses, like tumblers.
Glasses. Geez, so yes. cool.
Like, yeah, limited edition special for this event.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
So check this out. I've got a 50 years of Walt Disney World record.
Whoa.
Cute.
Yeah, it's a little 45. It's got on it, it's got the Bear Band Serenade and yes. Nothing Can Stop Us Now from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Awesome.
Cute. Yeah. You love records.
Yeah.
I like that
45.
Song.
It's a little 45.
I love it.
Nothing Can Stop Us Now is a cool track.
I like that. It almost has like an 80s look to it, or 70s yeah. with the color bars on there.
Very retro.
Super like cute.
Cool. Very cool. What else is in that box?
Inside the box, you see, this is what was holding the record in place. This is
an orange bird.
Cool.
With a magic wand.
Wow.
Yeah. For later. Oh, this is great. I'm going to put this up very soon.
What's that?
Oh, cute.
The official.
It's a little pennant. Official Disney fan club pennant.
Very
with
cool.
a Mickey face on it.
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture of all this stuff. I'm going to lay it out nice on like a tablecloth.
You got to put that pennant beside the one that says Yale up on your wall, you know?
I have one that says Yale.
Isn't that a thing? Like every time you see like an old Disney cartoon, there's a pennant on the wall. It's like
oh,
Yale.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Maybe it's for Yale, Gracie.
I dropped out of college.
Did no, I feel bad. No, I didn't know you dropped out.
Yeah, I dropped out because I got hired for Second City and I was like, why am I paying for this?
Wow, you graduated from the University of the Streets.
And check this out. It's a lunchbox.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's metal. Tin.
So
tin
cute. Lunchbox. Is there a thermos wow. in there?
Let's open it and see. Oh, what's
crack
inside.
That baby open.
Well, come let's on. Look at the outside first. So the yeah, outside, does somebody want to describe the outside?
It's Mickey and Donald on a train, and in the background there's the monorail, the castle, the Tower of Terror, the Tree of Life, and the Epcot Spaceship Earth. There's also Chip and Dale having a mess around with the Pluto hat. Oh, it's so cute.
Adorbs. Yeah.
And so there's all these little things on the side here as well.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Pictures. So, yeah, that's that. What's this guy called again, this guy?
That's the sea monster in the lagoon
yeah,
at
that lights up,
Disney
right?
Springs.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so there's like a bunch of pictures on the side. There's a
Figment is on the back.
And then on the back is this. This is a D23 official fan club. It's got Figment.
The opera singer from the Haunted Mansion graveyard. Mm-hmm. What is that eggplant?
Who's the guy in the, who's the one in the red jacket with the big hair? Who's that?
I think that there are
characters.
That looks
like Captain Hook. That's a pirate of some sort.
I said Sunny Eclipse on there, isn't that?
Yep. I think that eggplant might be from the, what was the name of the food show?
Food Rocks or whatever? Food
Rocks, yeah. I think it's from Food Rocks.
And I think...
It's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is a deep
cut. Oh, boy.
Is there a thermos in there?
I don't know yet, but the first thing I see are a bunch of pins.
Oh!
Try to take this out gently here. Take this out gently. There is no thermos.
Oh, darn.
That's
no
okay.
thermos inside, but there is
you can't a be perfect.
Thing of pins. Look at these pins.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. We got a. Is that Chewbacca yelling? What is
no,
that
that's
thing?
A Yeti. That's a
oh,
Yeti
that's
over
Yeti.
There.
That's oh, the a Yeti.
Disco Yeti.
It's disco.
Yeah.
Orange bird with his magic wand over a Disney D Country Bears bear mm-hmm. Figment and. Who's the robot?
What's his name? Star Tours.
DJ Rex?
Yeah, it's DJ Rex.
Cute.
Wow.
I love those pins. Yeah. I will say the D23 package always has some legit pins in there. Oh, I yeah. like that.
Yeah.
You can't trade those bad boys. Those are goodies.
No, I'm not trading any of these. I'm putting them right back in the box. I'm not looking at them again.
never to be seen again.
Anyway, no, the record's going in the record collection for sure. Anyway, yeah, so that's what's in the box this year.
Amazing. Wow.
So
that's
cute.
That's exciting, right?
That was very cool.
I love that lunchbox.
Mark, if someone wants to sign up for D23, what do they got to do?
Nothing. They just got to go to D23.com.
There you go. That's it.
That's it. D23.com, and then you can, it's, I think it's $100 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get the magazine, quarterly magazine. It's nice too.
That adventure box you got last year, that was the cutest with the bandana.
Yeah, the little bandana. Yeah, that was great too.
Very cool.
And the map, did you ever frame that map?
No,
the adventure map?
No, I haven't had a, well, I mean, it's been, we've been in a pandemic. Nothing's been open.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's true.
Thank you for reminding me, because now things are open. I got to do that.
Yeah.
I have a poster from when I went to see the Muppets at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, wow.
I have to get awesome. That. I have to get that framed too. There's no more room. Do you see this room I'm in?
Yeah, it's pretty.
There's no room.
There's plenty of room. Yeah. Start putting just pictures on top of pictures. Oh
my How God. Big's that Muppets picture, man? There's a little bit of real estate in a couple of those pics.
Yeah, the Muppets is probably the same size as this blue photo behind, this blue picture behind me. It's probably about the same size.
Yeah.
A little smaller.
At least your office
is. Got that diagonal wall back there.
Oh yeah, that's nothing's gonna hang on that. But,
yeah, yeah, not well.
I'm basically in the attic, right? Like, so, right. Like, it's that's the roof.
at least your walls aren't green, buddy. Look at this. Look at this nightmare.
Whose choice was that? As my dad would say, whose fault is that?
Well, I haven't painted it yet. It was the previous owner's. Thank you very much. Hey, shall we get on with this show?
Sure. I'll just say this though.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cost a lot to buy some paint.
You know what it costs? A weekend and someone's got to wash my kids.
Somebody's got to wash your kids?
That too. Wash them while you're at it.
Kids in the paint?
Watch them. Yeah.
This sounds like an excuse to keep a Shrek office.
It is a Shrek office.
It is a Shrek office. You're right. Well done, Miriam.
Thank you, Princess Fiona. Okay. All right. Well, let's have some good times because it's segment time.
Segment time.
Okay. This show is going to be a Disney Olympic show. Because the Olympics are happening right now. But we thought, hey, there's a lot of cool Disney characters that should probably be in Tokyo right now. So we've assembled, each of us, a group of characters who are going to be competing in Tokyo, and we're going to reveal which events they're going to be participating in and who they are. Welcome to the Disney Olympic Squad. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my Disney team squad. The first I want to introduce you to in the equestrian event is the Headless Horseman. Oh, yeah. Not bad. I think it's appropriate. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which event?
The equestrian.
There's several. Is it dressage? Is it hunter jumper? Is it eventing?
Well,
what is it?
The hunter jumper sounds probably the most Headless Horseman-y, right? A hunter something?
This is a side note, but did you guys see Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart doing commentary on the dressage?
No.
I lost my...
I'll send it to you, Chris. It's a TikTok I can send you.
I want to see it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, to any of our listeners, you can just Google Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart commentate over horses, and you will find it. It's the funniest thing I've seen all week. I watched it so many times and I laugh every time.
All right, I want to check it out.
Snoop is genuinely surprised at what these horses can do and thoroughly impressed. And then what did he say? The horse is like walking sideways, like, oh, we got a crip walk.
Yeah, he's like, this horse is doing the crip walk. Kevin Hart is literally crying.
Yeah, he's crying, laughing. It's so funny. Yeah, Snoop Dogg needs to be doing commentary on.
Apparently, they're doing like all the. It's on Peacock, their app, the NBC app, and they're doing like a bunch of different events that they're commentating on.
That's amazing.
Which is so funny.
That's awesome. All right, well, back to Bondo's Olympic squad here. I thought the trampoline event could really use some Tigger. I thought that we could maybe
good
get
a
gold or silver for Tigger. Would look good around his neck. Fencing, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, wow.
The representative from the Disney Olympic program in fencing using the Force. Well, maybe it's using the Force kind of cheating. Probably, right? Because that would, it's like a foreign substance. You know, that's not cool.
I don't think there's a substance involved. I think it's just.
Still, it's still cheating. It feels, anyway. Okay. Yeah. Well, he gives us our best shot. So away he goes. Over in the sailing event, I'm going to send Moana. Make way. She knows how to do a canoe, right?
Yeah.
For the rowing event, I thought Smee would be an excellent rower.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. He really would.
Yeah. You see him like super fast row, especially when, what's the name? Is it TikTok? The name of the?
Keep the trying. Crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is TikTok?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's right. The actual canoeing event, I'd get Davy Crockett. Why not? He's a canoeing kind of fella. And then swimming, how about Luca from the film called Luca. You know,
do we think that's cheating though? Since he'll turn into a sea monster once he's in the water.
Well,
will he get DQ'd for?
That's a bit discriminatory, isn't it? Like,
well, you're not allowed to use the like fancy swimsuits that make you like a sea monster. So I wonder if he'll get DQ'd.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know that we were being judgy towards, you know, part amphibians.
Believe
okay.
me, I want to see Luca compete. I'm just worried. I don't want his feelings to get hurt.
Yeah. Okay. And then my final athlete from the Disney squad would be Miss Piggy, who will be in the karate event, chopping it up for Team Disney. So that's my squad, guys. What do you think?
No, they're all pretty good. I think those are all great choices.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Mark, why don't we swing on over to you? Who's on your Disney Olympic team?
Okay. So number one, we have for wrestling.
Yeah.
We have Gaston. I think Gaston would be great at this.
Yeah.
He's probably the right weight class. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is a guy who's like wrestling deer to the ground, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You saw him fight Beast.
I mean,
he's fighting a little dirty, but like, you know. We teach him to clean up his act. I think he'll be great.
Yeah, he's wrestling like deers and bears and all kinds of things. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
And because Taekwondo's been on my mind because of that one woman and her battle cry, I was thinking that Taekwondo could be Goofy. I think Goofy's got a great battle cry. do you have that sound? Do you have that sound cue, Chris?
Yeah, man. Yeah, hold on. Give me a sec.
Imagine that. Imagine that sound as you're going to fight. Taekwondo, go! Taekwondo! My guard's down immediately. I'm terrified. I put my hands up like next to my head like, oh no, please don't. What is that sound? And then he punches me in the face. Actually, you're not. For Taekwondo, there's a whole, you're not supposed to punch people in the face, but you know what I mean.
Isn't that like a lot of flipping or is that judo?
That's judo. That's judo. Taekwondo is, there's like, they've got like a...
pads and strikes. And
yeah, they've got like a vest that they have to like punch.
Right.
Vest punch is what they call it, I believe, is the technical term. And then my third member, I only have three members of my team.
Okay.
From the country of Mark. This competitor, hear me out, for shot put, Baby Yoda.
Again, cheating. He's using the Force.
Oh, because of Force, yeah.
Right. But also, there's also a chance that he might just eat those.
Right.
So, like, either way, it's a win. It's super cute. He's got his big eyes. He takes the shot put. It's so big, right? He's a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
He, like, hobbles up to the plate where he has to throw the shot put or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And then he just looks around and just eats it.
DQ'd, like an egg, man. He's DQ'd.
Just like an egg.
You can't eat it and win. I mean,
hey, listen, you know where I'm from? I'm from Planet Mark. Either that or Goofy, everybody. Every event, just Goofy.
Hold up. That was going to be my thing. I think he did all those...
The sports movies?
Exactly. So every sport he taught us how to play, he's obviously an expert at. So I think he would be in all those sports. He's going to be very busy at the Olympics, you know? I had him golfing for us. Yeah. I had him swimming.
Yeah,
and, of course. You know, he will be the only competitor doing summer skiing, so...
Just on a hill of grass.
Skiing or
he's a
or
dual
shooting.
Olympics competitor.
You'd see Goofy at the Winter Games. You know, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Miriam, let's get on over to you. Who's the rest of your squad along with Goofy doing all the events?
I also only had three, so my next one is going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Yeah.
He will be competing in gymnastics.
Of course.
I can't think of anyone who could beat him in gymnastics.
Yeah.
He's already doing all the tumbling on concrete. Just imagine him on a springy floor. It'll be great. And then my last one was also going to be from the Star Wars universe, also competing in fencing. So hopefully they have a square off and it'll be Disney versus Disney in the gold medal match, and that is Kylo Ren.
Huge. Excellent. Yep.
Yeah. And then we'll find out that Luke isn't actually at the games and it'll be like a whole thing.
I wonder if there's a few events that we didn't assign somebody to.
I feel like Chip and Dale could do some kind of relay. You know, I could see them like not wanting a third and fourth member.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like so that's where they'll get tripped up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll go Chip, Dale, Chip, Dale.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Okay, so how about somebody for diving? Who do you got on the diving team? Who would be our diving candidate?
Ursula.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
You know what I mean? That. I think with all those tentacles, she could really do some like flips and twirls in the air that are, poetic. You know what I mean? Like so many limbs there.
I like it. Okay. Who's our boxer?
I'm going to say LeFou.
Okay.
Not necessarily because of his boxing technique, but he's got a chin. I think this guy can take a punch.
I think he's taking a few. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Hiro Himata, but he'll put his robot in.
Sneaky. I like that. All right. That's another welcome to the team, guys. How about bicycling, road racing?
Who's the guy from Treasure Planet? But he, nope, that's skateboarding. Sorry, my bad. Either him or Tarzan is in skateboarding.
Right, okay, of course. Well, okay. Well, we need a skateboarding representative, so that works. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the character. You mean, is it Jack something?
Jack Skellington. No.
Although he might be good at cycling, those long legs, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Or fencing. He might be really good at fencing, that reach.
Because he'd just be using his hands and no weapon.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about somebody to do a little bit of tennis? Do we have a tennis player?
My knee-jerk reaction to tennis player is Daisy, mostly because I think she'd be cute.
Very. She would love the outfit.
Cute little tennis outfit. She's got a racket.
I like it.
And Donald could also play tennis in the men's and just get like, what was the name of that tennis player? Yeah, the one from the 80s that used to throw his racket.
McEnroe, John McEnroe.
That's the one.
Oh my God, Matt Duckenroe. Yeah, it totally makes sense. How about weightlifting? Do we have like a big, strong weightlifter for the Disney division?
Yeah, Maui.
Of course, Maui. Good one. Welcome to the team, Maui.
He could also be on the rugby team, probably.
Of course. Yeah, what am I thinking? Yeah, wow, that's great.
I was going to say Genie Jafar.
Yeah, Genie Jafar, he gets all those huge muscles, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, friends. Well, hey, that wraps up the Disney Olympic team. Guys, go get them. Go for gold in Tokyo. We're all hopeful that Disney brings home a bunch of medals. All right, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come right back because we got way more sporty fun after this right here on the We Like Theme Parks
podcast. We Like Theme Parks.
We Like Theme Parks podcast.
My favorite things. Hey.
Okay, we're keeping it sporty here on today's Olympic episode. And Miriam came up with a great idea. Today, we're going to talk about our favorite Disney sports movies. Guys, are you into the Disney sports films? Do they excite you at all?
No. Okay. I mean, there's a couple, right? Like, we're going to talk about our favorites. So
yeah.
we're going to sort of like cherry pick the ones that we like.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big sports movie person generally. I mean, I think Rocky is one of the best movies. Like, it's one of my favorite movies ever.
Right.
But outside, you've never seen Rocky? It's really good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, give it a chance. I you don't need to see the sequels, I don't think. I think like the first one.
I think
the sequels are fine, but the first one is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets less beautiful and more like rah-rah America after, but they're still good.
Yeah, it just sort of turns into a guy. They turn into boxing movies, whereas the first one's like
a love story. Even.
Well, yeah, and it's, I mean, like, anyway, whatever. I'm not going to talk about Rocky. It's not a Disney movie. We're not talking about that. Yeah,
fair. Well, why don't we start with you, Mark? Why don't you give us your number three Disney sports movie?
All right, we're starting with number three, huh?
Why not? Do you even have three? Like, was there three you could even cherry pick?
Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to get this one out of the way.
Okay.
Because I think it's the obvious choice. Number three is Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
That's your number three?
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
wow.
This is arbitrary. I want to say that this is arbitrary. I like all these movies just fine.
Okay, cool.
If you really want me to say what the best one is, I'd say Cool Runnings probably number one.
Okay, then.
But I know that it's, you know it's coming, so I'm just going to get out of the way now.
Good idea.
All right, well, why don't we go from the top then? Because my number one is Cool Runnings as well. I love Cool Runnings.
There you go, perfect.
Thanks. I think it's all of our number one because it's the best, so.
Booyah! Number one all the way around the horn is Cool Runnings. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm genuinely surprised nobody said Mighty Ducks is their number one.
No, not.
Oh, there's a Mighty Ducks movie on my list. That's not the first.
Yeah, it's not number one. John Candy. This is one of his last films, I believe. Just an amazing story.
I think it was the last film.
No, the last film was called Wagons East because he passed away on set. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and they had to finish the movie kind without of him. Which was kind of funky. Yeah, it was sad, but it was one of the last ones. And it's, if you don't know it, it's the story of the Jamaican bobsled team in the Olympic Games in Calgary, Alberta, 1988, I believe. And their amazing story, and it's got a little bit of everything. It's got the Olympic experience, which we're talking about today. It's got some great characters. Dougie Doug was in it. Mm-hmm. Senka, he's funny. Just the spirit of athletics and of country pride, and it's great. I don't know. It's got all that kind of stuff in it. What are your thoughts on Cool Runnings?
I love it. It's funny. It's sweet. But there's not a bad thing to say about it.
No.
I don't even really know.
Based on a true story?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And John Candy, like, nails it. It's one of my favorite John Candy movies. It's so great. Yeah. It's so fun. Yeah.
Very watchable, man.
Very watchable. All right, Mark. Well, let's shimmy back on over to you. Let's go for number two. Mark.
Number two for me is a tie with all of the, we sort of touched upon this, all of the goofy sports.
Yeah.
Like goofy, right on. Learn how to play football, how to play baseball, how to golf, all of them.
I almost put that on too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All of them together are number two for me.
Do you have a favorite one of all those goofy teaches you how to do sports movies?
I think it's hard to say. I think that maybe baseball might be my favorite one.
Right on.
Oh, I think skiing is my favorite.
No, you're right.
Skiing is definitely my favorite.
Skiing is, yeah, you're right.
Or skiing.
Or skiing. I think that's the first time I ever saw whatever, like a story where it was like a documentary, but the subject kind of interacts with the narrator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really fun.
That meta sort of.
Yeah. But back then, when did they make that? In like the 40s or 50s? Like it was pretty old, but really funny.
The swimming one is very funny too. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. It's great. And the hockey one, they just fight all the time. All they do is fight. Very accurate. Miriam, number two.
My number two is the Mighty Ducks, but D3, the Mighty Ducks. The third one is the best one.
Okay, why do you like that one the most?
I just like it came out when I was in middle school. So, of course, I was like, wow, high schoolers are so cool, right? And I loved the boarding school thing. Like, I think every kid, like, that's why Hogwarts is so popular. It's partly because it's a boarding school and you're away from your parents having a different adventure, right? So I kind of liked that. And I loved all the pranks. And then, you know, they win at the end and they beat these jerko jocks, which I enjoyed. So it's just a great movie. And Joshua Jackson, that's right when he was getting very handsome. And
there it is. I was waiting
you
for
know,
it.
I did a movie with Josh Jackson.
No what? Way. Which movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aurora oh my gosh, Borg. I was so in love with Joshua Jackson. Still am. I can't even watch that Dr. Death because I don't want to see him as a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say that I really pass that off like I'm in the movie a lot. I have three lines in one scene. So,
but that's is it amazing. With Joshua
it is
Jackson?
With Josh Jackson. He is wow. the one who stands opposite me.
What movie is it?
It's called Aurora Borealis. I'm not sure if they used this take or not, but at one point he threw a pencil at my head. So.
Oh man, was he supposed to?
No, he improvised that.
Oh,
how'd you feel?
I mean, I think it was, I'm not Matt. I'm like, if I were him, that's like, yeah, it's a great choice. That's very funny. I played sort of like a snooty person working behind a desk and he was trying to get something from me and I was not going to give it to him. And he was just like, he's getting frustrated and I just sort of stare at him and he's like, I hate you. He's getting really mad at me. Throws a pencil at me.
Hilarious. Like wow. That's great.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Was and
I'm not sure if that made it in the movie. I haven't actually watched it. Sorry about that, Josh.
Yeah, my number two is also Mighty Ducks, but it's the first one, not the third one. No way. What do you mean, meh? The first one, let's talk about the arc of the Mighty Ducks, okay? Because number three, I don't know. I felt like they got less and less convincing. Okay.
Yeah, that's why it was fun, because then it just turned into a teen comedy.
Okay. Movie one. Bunch of young punky kids. They're all a bunch of like losers, right? That's the idea. They're like
they're
misfits.
They're not losers. They're just slightly about to be juvenile delinquents.
Yeah. Right. But nobody wants them, right? Like, aren't they like they make their scrubs that make a team like District 6. Ugh, this team's brutal.
Yeah. The island of misfit toys.
Yeah. And then Emilio Estevez is like this like mean lawyer who used to be a hockey star or something, and then he has to do like, well, help me out, man.
No, it's just what a life. Like, think about that as a life for yourself.
Yeah,
like, you used to be a hockey star, and now you're just a cool lawyer.
Yeah, super cool. Driving around a limo. Here, yeah,
choose one. You know,
right? And then he does something bad. He's like to do community service or something like that. I don't remember what his crime was. Do you remember?
Money laundering.
Money. Okay, very good. And then
I think it was like a traffic thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Or DUI.
I don't remember. I don't remember. But then he takes these young punks and turns them into a hockey machine using things like get the garbage out of the net or fly in V. And it's fun and it's exciting. And then next year, somehow in D2, they're representing USA in like the world championships. How did that happen? You're telling me you couldn't find any other better kids in the USA than these misfits from, I think they're in Minnesota. I don't know. It was far-fetched, and they were playing like Iceland in the finals. Does Iceland have a hockey team? What, they're not playing Canada? They're not playing the Czech Republic? The Russians? What is this? Anyway, it got ridiculous. And then the third one is that school, they were just the world champions. Now they can't even make the school team? Anyway, it was just weird.
Nobody's following me. You'll notice I didn't put the second movie in my list.
I thought the third movie was weird too. Good. Weren't they the like, there was the senior team and they were the junior team?
Yeah, they were in high school.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was kind of weird.
It brought it back down to reality.
Yeah, definitely.
And they all had scholarships because they went to do that championship thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I didn't pick the second one. I picked the third one because the second one's bad.
I think the first movie, the kids are still adorable. They're not becoming hot dudes and things. Like, they're cute kids and they're terrible at hockey and they figure it out. And Emilio's like a bad dude who becomes a good dude. And by the end, he's just a good dude all the time, you know? Anyway, that's why I kind of like the series, because he was back to being a bad dude.
Oh, don't again. Bring up that garbage series.
Series was
fun. Wrong with you.
all right, Mark, number three, your last pick for your favorite Disney sports flick.
Sure. Number three on this countdown, number one in my heart, is Air Bud. You see this thing?
No, I've never seen it.
Which one? Isn't there like 10?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Let's just focus on the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Not unlike Rocky, you know, let's talk about the first one and worry about the other ones later. This is a movie about a dog that can play basketball.
Wow.
But really it's about a boy and his dog, right? And it's about, you know, you haven't seen this.
I mean, it's a basketball playing dog. What else do I need to know? But please,
it's about a little boy. I'm not going to spoil it for you. It's about a little boy who moves to a new town. His father's just passed away. I think he was a pilot. Maybe he died in a plane crash or something. Something bad happened to the dad. He's dead. And this little boy moves to a new town with his mom. And he's like, you know, new school. He doesn't have any friends. And he's playing basketball by himself, which is a nice thing about basketball. You can play by yourself a little bit. And then this dog walks up to him and he's like, hey, who are you, dog? And he's like, I'm going to name you Buddy. And then he realizes the dog plays basketball.
Amazing.
How did he figure that out? He just like,
it's all up. He's playing basketball. He's in a schoolyard playing basketball. This dog wanders up and the dog's like, I can play too.
Wait, the dog talks? The dog says, hey.
The dog speaks with its actions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he picks up the basketball and slam dunk.
Don't worry about it.
When I was little, I had the best babysitter of all time. Her name was Angie Reese and loved her so much. She had a dog named Jordan because she was also a sports reporter. She was the coolest ever. She wrote for one of the major city newspapers in Colorado. Wow. Anyway, she had a golden retriever named Jordan, and he could play basketball, and it was the best. He was the cutest dog ever, but it wasn't actually playing. You would go Jordan dribble, and he would kind of like nose the ball around with it, and it was like, he was the cutest dog of ever of all time. So
that's very cute. That's
adorable. I should see Air Bud because it would remind me of that wonderful dog, Jordan.
You should keep Air Bud. Everybody should watch this movie. These animals playing sports movies, like, I don't love sports movies, like I said, but man, oh man, animals playing sports. Yes. Even the bad ones, which, let's be honest, a lot of them are the bad ones.
Yeah.
They're so goofy and silly. It's like, you know, that is a monkey. You know, most valuable primate. Very funny. Who cares? You know, my favorite recently in memory, it's on Netflix. I know it's not a Disney one, so I'm breaking the rules.
Okay.
But WrestleMania, it's a Jack Russell that's a pro wrestler. Oh, boy.
I've never seen it. Never. Oh, yes. WrestleMania. All right.
WrestleMania. Oh, man. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. I couldn't. Yeah, honestly. Wow, watch Air Bud. chase it with a WrestleMania, you're good. Okay. That's your evening.
Yeah. But didn't Bud go on to play like football and golf and a bunch of other stuff?
I don't know, man. I think he's just, you know, he's a talented, like he's like Michael Jordan of dogs.
He's like the Bo Jackson of dogs.
I knew a real one. Yeah. And he was a golden retriever, too.
Wow, that's right. Cool.
Let me tell you, as cute as it is in a movie, real life, even cuter.
Yeah, way cuter. Okay, Miriam, on to you. Your number three favorite Disney sports movie.
My number three favorite is Remember the Titans.
Oh, good one. Good pick.
So good. Denzel Washington is great. The story is nice, or, you know, it's not nice, but it has a nice ending based on a true story. You know, the little girl who's like the assistant coach is very cute and funny in it, and also launched the career of Ryan Gosling. So can't be mad at that.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like I like an ensemble, and I like that they very quickly got the boys on the team to get along, because that would have stressed me out a lot if they were mean to each other and hated each other. And so I like that they just made it. They probably rewrote some stuff to make it nicer, obviously, but it is a feel good movie. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Good. I haven't seen it in a while, and it was in my, like, you know, honorable mention list, but I remember really enjoying it. And Denzel is like vintage Denzel, you know?
Yeah. You do this, you run a mile. You do that, you run a mile. Great. It's like a real coach.
Hey, Miriam, did you ever play any sports growing up?
Yeah, I ran track and cross country. So right, we always said, like, every sports punishment was our actual workout.
And Mark, you weren't much of a sporty person. You didn't really.
No, I was on the high school basketball team.
No way. You had hoop dreams. Let me guess. Point guard?
I don't remember, man.
Are you sure you were on the basketball team? You didn't know what position
I was absolutely on the basketball team. I promise you that. And because I went to an arts high school.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah. We lost our first game. It was 127 or something like that.
Yikes.
To 12.
Oh, no. My
goodness. Like, the other team at the end of the game just started handing us the ball. It was an embarrassing, like, it was a blowout like you'd never seen in your life. It was so bad. And by the end of the season, we were we ended the game 4 points down to the worst, who was traditionally the worst team in the league or whatever.
Yeah.
So we officially, because that was when I went to high school, that was the first year of that high school.
Right.
So until then, this one other team was the worst team. And
rised above that and became the worst.
Or sunk below.
Yeah.
On how you look at it. I kept trying to, like, because the coach was our math teacher, and he was a very nice guy. It was our math teacher and our gym teacher were the two coaches to my memory. And I kept telling them they're coaching the team all wrong. They kept coming up with these plays, and they wanted people to do athletic things like run and shoot baskets. I was like, you're doing it all wrong, man. We're artists. We've got to use it. You've never seen a movie? We've got to use our art. So I was doing this thing where I would, like, fake a stomach cramp at half court, or I'd go down on a knee and, like, tie a shoelace that wasn't untied.
Yeah.
And I'd wait for the ball to pass me, and they'd be like, oh, this guy's out because he's having a stomach cramp or his leg hurts or something, right? And then I would I would sneak up behind them, and I was excellent at this. And I would steal the ball, like, while they were dribbling. Hilarious. I would just swipe the ball out from behind them. And then I would get it, and I would, like, dribble it a bit. And then I'd have to pass it because I'm not very good.
Yeah.
So I'd have to throw it to somebody else who could shoot. And then they would shoot, like, four or five times and not get it in, and then the other team would just take it and score points. But I was my role. I was very good at my role, and I was trying to say, and the coach was getting mad at me. He was like, "Stop doing that!" And I go, "No, it's working. It's working. Do you understand? The problem is the rest of the team isn't following suit.
Yeah,
I don't know what it means. It's up to each individual artist to sort of apply their skill, their talent. Right? I can't tell a visual artist how to paint a basket,
right?
But I'm telling you, there's a way. They just had to follow their heart,
right?
Follow their impulses and their intuitions. Use your art and score a basket. However you say that in basketball, you shoot a basket, you score a basket.
Right? I think you could say both. Yeah,
but shoot, but then you get it. You actually get the
points. Aren't they called field goals?
Yeah, it's
no,
a field
that's
goal.
Different.
No,
oh, is it a field goal?
Yeah, it's a field
goal. I know. I was very surprised to learn this too.
I have a more pathetic basketball story if you want to hear it, if you have time.
How is that possible? How is it more pathetic than
what? Well, because I was the sporty athletic kid. I played hockey from when I was 8. I played baseball. Mm-hmm. I ran track. I played rugby for 2 years in high school, and then I gave it up.
What was about to say?
Someone bit my ear. Someone bit me, and I said, I'm not doing that again. Yeah, bit my ear. My ear was bleeding, and I said, I quit. I walked off the field.
On your team or on another team?
I was in a scrum, and I was a prop, so I was on the left side of the scrum. Mm-hmm. And the center from the other team turned his head and bit my ear, and my ear was bleeding. And I just rolled out of the scrum, and I said, I'm not playing anymore. Cause I was also in the school musical, right? I didn't want people biting me in that. It's like, I'm missing rehearsal for this, forget it. So anyway, but in grade school, I was on the basketball team cause I was tall and I was a center on the basketball team. And I loved basketball. I still love basketball. And, man, how do I say this? Ever seen the movie Little Giants? Mm-hmm. Anybody? No. So no. I don't think it's a Disney flick. Icebox. Yeah, vaguely remember that. But it's about a football team, kids. Yeah.
The Icebox? Girl football player is Icebox.
Oh, is that?
What are you talking about? It's like the whole story.
Okay, it's been a while. But do you remember there is one kid whose dad never comes to the games? And then the last game of the year, the dad shows up in the end zone and the kid runs all the way down to the end zone. He gets a touchdown. He hugs his dad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my parents were all divorced, and my dad didn't come to my sports as often as I'd like. And so there was one, I was at a basketball tournament downtown. It was a big tournament, and we're in the playoffs, and I'm out there. I get out at the end of the quarter or the half, I can't remember. My dad showed up, and I was so happy my dad was there. I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest. My dad is here. And then the ball comes out, and we inbound the ball to me. I take a few steps. There's nobody there. I fire a shot, a three-pointer, and I hit it. Nothing but net. I put my arms up. I'm like, woo. I look at my coach, and my coach's shaking his head.
Wrong basket.
We had changed baskets at the half or whatever, and I shot on my own basket. And I got pulled out of the game, and I didn't play the rest of the tournament. My dad came to visit me. I was so sad. And we lost the tournament.
You say this was a funny basketball?
No, it was
story?
Just a pathetic. It was pathetic.
Okay.
So it was super sad and pathetic. I was like, and my dad will never forget that. He's like, oh, I remember thinking, I feel so bad for you, son. You worked so hard, and I was a good player on the team, but I just had the ultimate brain fart, and I didn't even get back on the court. That was it. That was sad.
A couple of things here with what you've said.
Yeah.
What you've just said.
Yeah.
So number one, I just want to say that you said you didn't want to get bitten because you were in the musical.
Yeah.
And I just want to lay this out for our listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not have to be in a musical to not want to be bitten. You know, you quantified it with like, I didn't want to be bitten. I was in the musical.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What? You could have ended that sentence. I did not want to be bitten. That's perfectly normal. I also don't want to be bitten. You know what I mean?
Well, in rugby, you can wear these things over your ears. So that kind of thing doesn't happen if you're in a scrum, right?
Well, you know what? It's dreadful that that thing exists so that people.
Yeah.
Well, they also wear those things over their ears so their ears don't get ripped off in the scrum.
Right.
Oh, right.
The like cauliflower ear or whatever it is. Yeah.
Looks very painful.
Yeah, but look, this is high school.
No, it's straight up ripped off.
Yeah.
Like without that.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, I was in high school. I didn't think anyone was going to bite me or I was going to have cauliflowers in my ears. I just thought, you know, I was doing sports and then some dude bit me and I was like, whoa, I'm not here for being bitten. Thank you.
For sure. So my other thing I wanted to say was you were talking about your dad didn't come to your things as much as you'd like. And I thought to myself, yeah, you know what? They're like sports are a lot. Like there's a lot of games like you got to do. So this is it. Parents listening. This is why you put your kids in theater and not sports. Fewer events. They still got to go to rehearsal. They're still going to be doing the thing and they're going to be very busy. And then you come to the show on opening night. You know what? You want to be super supportive. You come again on closing. And then that's it.
You're golden. You're done. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Your kids in basketball or hockey or football.
Yeah, they go all the time.
Try track and field. My parents didn't come to a single meet. And you know why? I don't even blame them. They are all day long.
Yeah.
So boring.
Yeah.
No.
And even when your kid's competing, so boring because it's running or it's throwing a disc or a ball.
That's it. I don't know. I'd be pretty stoked to watch my daughter do anything, even if I had to sit up there all day.
Well, my parents didn't agree. So I don't know what to tell you. Like a lot of work. Not one. I also lived out of state, but that's another story.
That's another story.
Miriam, what's your rugby story?
Oh my gosh. So all of my friends in college played rugby. One of my friends, Evan, he had had several of his teeth knocked out. So he had his teeth on a flipper, right? Like a retainer.
Yeah.
And we used to go, when we would go out at night, he would take, it would be like a personal goal to hit on women without his teeth in to see if it would work.
Yeah.
And sometimes it did, whatever. It was like his own game. And it was, that's how charming he was, is it didn't matter if his teeth were missing.
He still apparently did okay. All right.
But one time we went out and he had too many drinks and we're coming home and we all were separated and some, like, whoever the designated driver was like, "Where's Evan?" So we call him and he answers and he's like yelling and he's like, "I can't find my teeth." No. We're like, "What are you talking about?" And we're like, "Where are you?" And he's like, "I'm at 7th Street in one way." So he like couldn't even tell like that one way wasn't a street. It was just a direction. Oh, no. And then, yeah, he lost his teeth in the street, never to be found again, and didn't have teeth for like a month because they had to build a new flipper. And he would just like for years wouldn't get his teeth fixed because then he was worried about having the post in his mouth and like getting hit again. Then you have like a metal post in your mouth. So
Right.
Just constant. And then another time, me and my best friend were at one of these rugby games and we were going to have mimosas in the parking lot and we popped the bottle of champagne and like hit someone's car and had to leave. Like, rugby is a game for hooligans. It is really ridiculous.
Strong
like,
agree.
Every team had a keg on the field. I remember that. And then every game, like whoever was the home team, they had a bar that would host everybody afterwards. So it was just full on debauchery all the time.
I'll say this. You know what I like about rugby? The shirts.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
The shirts. That's it. That's what I like.
Well, guys, I'm going to bring it right back to my number three just to wrap this bad boy up. See if you remember this film starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Tony Danza. What? Throwing a little Christopher Lloyd and even some Matthew McConaughey in there. Young, handsome Matthew McConaughey.
What is this?
A little Angels in the Outfield, perhaps?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's great.
You're right.
Yes. That was Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like as a kid, you know, out there doing the thing with his arms, you know, Angels in the Outfield. Apparently it was a remake. It was made in the 50s. Can you believe that? Reuniting Taxi stars Tony Danza and Christopher Lloyd. Hello.
Yeah.
I feel like it came out the same year as the Rookie. No. Or what is that?
I think the Rookie was
Of the Year. Rookie of the year, where the kid breaks his arm and then is like,
not a Disney.
That was a great year for baseball movies.
That was the American Pie kid, right?
No.
Yeah, it's the kid from American Pie.
Really?
Trust me, it's the least popular kid from American Pie is the kid from Rookie of the Year.
The least popular.
Yeah,
kid
like not Chris, whatever his name was, not Stifler, not Jason Biggs, not the guy who liked older ladies. The last guy who was just kind of
The guy with the brother.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever. I don't remember. But the last guy.
The one who's with Tara.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But maybe. Yeah. So that I dug that flick, man. I remember like waving the arms, those angels in the outfield. It was really fun. Christopher Lloyd was a great angel. Did you know they ended up doing Angels in the End Zone and it got weird and... That all happened.
No, I did not know that.
Bad. But,
I think it's worth a rewatch. Danny Glover's in it, but Matthew McConaughey is one of his first movies or something. He's like a young baseball player. He's got a handful of lines.
The guy from Home Alone. He's like always doing weird stuff in that.
Rookie of the Year. I would say Daniel Stern as the No. All right, friends. Well, hey, those are our super lineup of Disney sports movies. Cool Runnings, I think, just ran away with this bad boy. What is your favorite Disney sports movie? We want to know. Hit us up. We want to hear all about it. And I'm down for some more. There's a movie right now. I think it's called Safety. It just came out on Disney Plus. And it's a football feel-good movie. It's getting good reviews.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I forgot about my real, actual favorite Disney sports movie.
Oh, what is
it? Have you guys ever seen Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken?
No, I don't know
what. Do yourself a favor. It is so good. It is. It has Jake Ryan from 16 Candles in it, and it is a movie about horse divers. So, like in the 20s, they used to train horses to dive off of platforms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. Watch that movie.
Okay, definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah, that it was amazing. One of my favorites growing up. I watched it the other day. I cry every time. It's so good because this girl like wants to leave her town. She gets the chance to be a horse diver. She goes, she trains, she gets really good, and then she dives off a platform and her eyes are open when she hits the water because something scary happens with the horse.
Yikes.
And then she goes blind, and it's based on a true story.
What?
It is so good.
Yo, okay. First of all, that sounds terrible, but B, I'm definitely going to check it out. Wow, that's a crazy, crazy movie.
And Jake Ryan.
It's on Disney Plus? It's on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, yep.
Guys.
Not just one of my favorite sports movies, one of my favorite movies ever of all time.
Well, if you like sports or you don't like sports, take that Reco from Miriam. And I think that wraps up our Olympic sporty episode today, guys. So thanks so much for tuning in today. If you had a good time, please rate, review, and subscribe. I mean, that would be the sportsmanlike thing to do, am I right? If you have a segment and you want to say hey, tell us your favorite Disney sports movie, hit us up. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. You can find us goofing around on Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks. And you can always find us on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
For Mark and Miriam, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you and
we like theme parks.
Yeah, batter up. Air Bud. That's a ridiculous movie. I'm going to watch it now just for you, Mark.
It's good.